going to go into cheating and all that bullshit and all the rest of it, but do you feel like for any reason Fnatic won't win this event? Is there some factor you've thought of as to why they might not, or why they might have a dip in form? Or do you think the major thing will get to them?
I don't think the major thing will get to them, because I mean, three of their players already won a major. They've gotten second at a major. I do think one factor is, though, like, regardless of all the cheating accusations, and let's say no one on their team is cheating, I know you know this comparison. It's like that time when Isaiah Thomas said that thing about Larry Bird being just like, if he was black, he'd just be just another average good guy in basketball.
Where are you going with this?
And Bird said that those comments didn't bother him, but like the whole circus around it, where he had to hold like press conferences during the finals and whatever, like that actually messed with his focus and whatever. I actually think all of this could be messing with Fnatic. Like all of these, like all these talk about them cheating, like other pro players saying they think Flush is cheating. I think all of this could actually affect them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's the only. I don't know, actually, because I'm kind of 50-50. Like, I do think the cheating thing might have impacted them a little bit, especially because, unfortunately, some of the players being accused of the cheating, like, I'm thinking mainly of... no one's actually accused JW, but he has the most bullshit style that everyone just, like, assumes he's cheating if they don't like him. So there's JW and then there's Flusher. Because they're doing such weird stuff, if they're not cheating, that I feel like I hope it doesn't get in the back of their... Like, I hope at no point, for any reason... This might sound ridiculous. I hope at no point do they think to them... Like, JW doesn't think, like, oh, I shouldn't just do this Randy peek around this corner and shoot two guys in the head. Like, oh, Flusher doesn't just think, oh, well, that'd be too risky if I just spam that wall for no reason. Like, I just hope that isn't even a factor in the game, you know? I want them to still do... If they're not cheating, I want them to still do that bullshit and have their style work. I feel like they're still a lock to win. Because, listen, Crims has just been, like... The only time he was even human was in that final against LDLC, and LDLC still couldn't win. They won their only map on the one he was human on in overtime, once the Fnatic had already reached map point. Like, if that's the best case scenario, what the fuck are we aiming for here, boys? Like, I think the biggest factor, believe it or not, actually might be the major thing. Maybe that can mindfuck them. Because we haven't seen them, like, as the dominant team win the major when they're supposed to, you know, all that jazz. Maybe that can get to him. I still feel like this is going to be the first time it really does happen. Like, the team winning every event comes in and wins the major and continues, and they really do just become, like, they won't be NIP, but in their own weird way, by being in a more competitive era, they'll actually, if they win this major, they'll be on their way to starting to rival NIP, actually, I think. Every NIP fanboy is going to be like, 87-0, like, shut up. You're beating, like, fucking bums back then.
If they win this tournament and go on to win ESCA, which I think is already a lock. Yeah. So they finish this year with two more big tournament wins. I think they're basically going to be like the 2008 MTW to the 2003 SK.
Yeah, just less wins overall, less in a row, but... Well, they would be in a row in this particular case, but a way more competitive era. So even NIP didn't have the versatility that Fnatic has now. Do you have any comments on any of this, Lopez?
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think this Fnatic team is just the best team ever. I don't think they may not be now. I think you can already make a case for them, but I definitely think they will be once this lineup at some point in the future ends. I mean, I think they're favored to win the next major. I think they're going to be favored to win all the events between now and the next major. And I think if they win the next major, I don't think you can really argue about it anymore. I think that's where it's settled. And like Pimp said, not only is the competition a million times better now, there's a lot more tournaments, there's a lot more teams, and everybody else is taking the game far more seriously. I mean, back in the days, NIP were the only team who were getting like a legitimate salary to actually play the game. I mean, the only competition they ever really had was Very Games, who could never man up and play against them, and then Pimp's team. And then when they actually got the first team able to beat them, Virtus Pro, all of a sudden they became vulnerable and started losing to Very Games as well.
Yeah. You know the thing, though, here's the thing about, that's the best way to describe it is, like I said, at the moment you can make cases for both teams and then it comes down to like preference. But the key problem is NIP's 5-man lineup has already stopped playing and will never play again. So their record's set in stone, whereas Fnatic's isn't finished yet. They can still win events. So here's the thing, if you're a NIP player, yeah, you want to win events now yourself, but it, really, if you want your legacy to be that you were the greatest team ever, if you're a NIP player, you need to do two things. One, you need to pray that TSM meets Fnatic in the bracket stage of as many tournaments, possibly semis if possible. Secondly, you better become the biggest TSM fan ever, because that's your best chance. That's the only counter we've ever found so far to consistently beating these guys over there. Like, what's funny is there could be a tournament, I could see this happening, where on one side of the bracket it's like VP versus Fnatic, and then the other semi-final is like TSM NIP, and then NIP actually somehow has an amazing game and they beat TSM, and in doing so fuck their whole legacy, because then they just get wrecked in a best of five final by Fnatic. So in a weird way it's like, you're damned if you do. It'll be really close. And when I think about it at the moment, I think Fnatic would edge it, but it would be like a 16-14, it would be like a 16-13, and a lot would come down to how much work they can do on that T side, because you know how good the CT side is, but it's going to be on all of them to make those sick outside site entries. I think they would narrowly get that. So I have Fnatic winning that final if they play against TSM, but I have got TSM having chances on certain maps. Now, we know the matchup against each other, which is that, interestingly, TSM is the hard counter to Fnatic. Fnatic's only won one best of X series over them since they started playing this year. Meanwhile, Fnatic's won, TSM's won something like 4 or 5, and some of them were best of 5, so it's crazy the overall series play. TSM's the better team. And I do think if the maps come such as Inferno, TSM can win the series. I just think that with the scope of where it is, the final, with if Fnatic got there, the form they're in, TSM is very good. I think smart map bans by Fnatic can even it up a little bit. And I think overall, having Olofmeister, having the current clutch form and being in this massive final, I think Fnatic can edge it, but it's going to be very hard. That's the hardest opponent for them to play, in my opinion, in a final. Now, let's imagine Envious manages to get TSM and they play Fnatic in the final. Now, if Envious play Fnatic in the final, ban-wise, I think Envious should ban Overpass. They don't play it at all. We know what Fnatic can do on it. That's an obvious ban. I think Fnatic bans Mirage here. Now, here's the Inferno team. It's so rare they lose that map. They're so good. But VP are a very good Inferno team, and they can beast on T side as well. I think this would be super close. Let me think. I'll probably have to edge this slightly, ever so slightly, to Fnatic. So at the moment, I've got each team winning. Well, at the moment, I had Fnatic winning the series 2-0. But if it goes to three maps, I've got VP winning if it's Mirage. I've got Fnatic winning if it's Inferno. If it goes to Overpass, now this is extremely difficult. Fnatic does have that great CT side, but I love VP. It's the polar opposite CT side on this map. Fnatic plays that aggressive style at the A site. VP plays the old school, before pre-rework style, where you play in the site on the A site. I actually think VP should be a slight edge on that map. So if it can get to three maps, I think VP can win the series on Mirage slightly and win it on Inferno. But I don't think it's going to three maps. I think Fnatic 2-0s, and I think Fnatic wins if it goes to Inferno if it's a third map. But again, on this one, there's a lot of options there. Now, I'll give you a quick run through of the history of the team in terms of those four times they played. They played in the semi-final of ESL 1 Katowice. That was a 19-17 overtime win on Cobble for Fnatic. Really great game. And that was a comfortable 16-8 win on Mirage. Now, that was obviously when VP was going through some issues on Mirage. Then they played at ESEA Season 18 Finals. Now, the interesting thing to notice here is map one was Season, which is only in the map pool of ESEA, and that was a narrow win for Virtus Pro 16-14. Fnatic came back and convincingly won Inferno 16-9, and then the decider was Cash, and this was one of the VP wins. 16-13, close series, they won the final. Next up, Fnatic played Virtus Pro in May in the final of Gfinity, let me think, Spring Masters 2, and that was a 3-0 in a best of 5. Convincing 16-10 win on Cobble, a 16-9 win on Cash with Olof going God mode, and then an overtime close win on Dust 2, which now VP doesn't play, and that was the series there. Most recently, ESL-ESEA Pro League semi-finals, 2-1 to win for Fnatic. They lost Cash in the opener. They won Overpass massively, 16-3. That's why I also think it's possible maybe they go and pick Overpass instead of Cobble. That's a real option there. And I think, yeah, even though I'm saying at the moment, I still think that actually VP can win that. And then the third map was Dust 2. It was a convincing win by Fnatic. Again, VP's not going to play Dust 2. Now, factors in this tournament. Neo's AWPing can definitely be a big factor. JW's had his issues in recent times. If Neo can come, and so far, no one's been out AWPing him when he's been having this new setup. So it's very interesting to watch. And somehow his skills are really interesting in that sense. I'll probably keep watching more and maybe do a video about it in the future, because he's got quite an interesting style. So he can definitely get the edge there, because VP's not, JW is not a god AWPer. He's like a streak AWPer, and it's his style, it's the pressure he puts on the map with his AWP. It's not that he just kills the four people each time. He's not that type of skadoodle guardian AWPer. So I think Neo can possibly win that battle, which is something that can give them a chance. But
On the other side of the equation, the best player for Fnatic is the best player in the whole world, Olofmeister. And he's been on form every map this tournament. He's been on form recently. And he can be the best player in the server on any map at any time. I mean, I don't even think Fnatic is the best cash team. But they look like it when you look at their stats, in as much as he just single-handedly wins cash game after cash game after cash game. And he wins them when it's like they're down a map and they need to get a map to get back in the series and get it going. And he just comes through in the clutch. He's so fucking good. I think Olofmeister can himself win this whole series. They're the two obvious players where Neo can help win it for VP. Olofm can win it for Fnatic. So in general, there's my overall thing. There's your two semis. There's the four possible finals. I think most likely the champion of this tournament will be either Fnatic, who I think I've got winning in both possible finals they can have, or it will be TSM, who I've got winning the Virtus Pro final, and I think have a really good chance against Fnatic, and Fnatic has to play exceptionally to win. So overall, Fnatic should win. After that, TSM. Beyond that, it gets really hard, because is it Envious? Is it VP? Those ones are very different. So the next major, DreamHack Cluj-Napoca in Romania, starts next week, and we've got these four big names who all seem the obvious favourites to win the event. We've got Fnatic, the two-time reigning champions in a row, but who've been on a bit of a slump for their standards. We've got Envious, who've been very hot recently, won a couple of titles. Everyone's expecting big things of them. They look very dangerous. There's Virtus Pro, have been beastly the last few tournaments, haven't quite made it there for wins except for at Dubai, but they're so dangerous whenever they are on form, and they've been beating Fnatic recently, so they've got that going for them. Always play TSM close. And then you've got TSM. And the thing with TSM is, they haven't won many tournaments recently. Yeah, over the year they've won a bunch, but they won the last big tournament, PGL Season 1. They beat Virtus Pro twice to do so. They beat Fnatic as well. They went pretty much undefeated at that. In fact, they did go undefeated 6-0 at that tournament. Had crazy stats. And yes, they've been losing to Envious, but they've been consistently elite level for the last 4 to 5 tournaments in a row. Pretty much all year they've been at consistently elite level once they reach that spot. So I actually think, after reflecting on it, trying to figure out how do I weigh up different criteria, how does form go against class, go against general styles, how do they match up, how do the players match up in all these different teams, it's actually my conclusion that if you were to put the teams that had played all the events this year into a computer simulation with their current level of form, I think TSM would win this major, and they should win this major. Now, there are reasons why they might not, which I'll get to later, but let's address why they should win the major, why everything's going in their favor to a degree, or at least enough factors are that I edge it to them. So, first and foremost, this isn't a reason as to why they should, but it's a reason as to why you would think they would be fully motivated to win, which is that they are the only one of those elite teams I mentioned that don't have any players in the lineup who've won a major. Okay, Envious now have Kenny S and Apex, who've never won a major, but the other three have won a major. Obviously, Virtus Pro's entire lineup has won a major. Fnatic's entire lineup has won a major. TSM's lineup never even been in the final of a major. So this team's, in theory, still very hungry. Plus, you've got young guys like Device, who's in the prime, but he's a young guy still. He's not a guy who's like over the hill in any sense, or has to like remotivate himself to need to want to win now. Beyond that, you look at their year overall, and they're absolutely one of the best teams of the entire year. I mean, they've won, I think it's like 5 titles this year. Let me think. They won the first PGL, then they won, what would it be after that? Face It. Then they won Fragbite Masters. Then they won the next Face It, Phase 2, and now they won PGL 1. They won 5 titles this year, which is big time stuff. It's more titles than a lot of the teams out here.
Now, you know you never catch me, Dolo, online, because I'm rolling deep, and we dem boys. Who am I talking about? The Skrilluminati. So this video and the content on my channel is kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Toucan, Jensen Gore, Nikki, Jason, you know who my second in command is, Jerky's Minion. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for some of my content? Would you like to ask me a question in an AMA? Do you want to take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic? Maybe you want to see who upcoming guests are in my interviews and on my talk shows. Well, all of these perks and more are available to you if you put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. How? Via the Patreon link in the description box below.